I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi, honey.
Hey.
Hey, we're doing a Scott Talks where you and I are going to recap our live episode of the Blackbird.
Yeah, I mean, interview. I was just going to say, I'm so excited. I'm still buzzing from it. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys heard it yesterday.
Yeah, it's really good. And the video is amazing.
The video, yeah. Please watch the video on YouTube so you can see Bridget and I.
And the audience.
And the audience. So It's Bridget Coulter Cheadle. She is the owner, founder, boss lady at Blackbird House, which is a communal workspace and is for people of color, specifically for women of color, but it is for allies as well.
It's a beautiful space.
It's gorgeous. It's
down in Culver City, right?
Culver City, Los Angeles, mm-hmm. where we are. And we had the honor and privilege of going to Blackbird and doing our first ever podcast in front of a live audience. So it was not live stream, so you didn't miss it.
Mm-hmm. We had sponsors.
We had
food, we had drinks.
Oh, should we just shout out our sponsors really quick?
Oh, please,
quick?
Yeah.
So we had Voyage AC.
Voyage AC, Melanie Apple.
Melanie Apple.
Showed up.
Right.
Gift and bags for everyone.
She did. And mm-hmm. Kelly Nishimoto.
Of Cute Booty Lounge.
Cute Booty Lounge, who also had gift bags for everyone.
She was so great. Thank you so much.
And we had Focusrite, who gave us a really dope piece of podcasting equipment to give away.
Uh-huh.
So that was great.
And it was also catered by someone that we both...
444 Catering. If you're in the LA area, look it up. That is Chef Miles Robbins. Yes, relation to me.
I've had the luxury of having Miles cook for me for years now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but he has gone far beyond what I can imagine.
Yeah, people loved the food.
Oh, my God. They were sneaking it.
They were sneaking it.
Left, right.
Right. They could just take as much as they want, and they were still sneaking it.
Uh-huh. He did a great job.
So, but I wanted to ask you, because I was on stage with Bridget looking out at the audience. As a producer, like, what was your take kind of on the setup? Because we brought our whole video team.
We had our whole team, almost.
Yeah. So what was it like for you?
It was cool. It's quite an event. It was quite a lot of people working together to make this thing happen. I thought the story of Bridget starting this particular project because she had felt like she was the only one in the room.
That's right, yeah.
Was a really important piece of the story. She wanted to provide a space that offered a reflection of herself within that space. And that's what I felt when I was looking around the room.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people with hair like yours.
Yes, that's one of the things you said, which is like, and it's so cool because usually I go into a room and notice the people of color first.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think after 14 years with me.
Looking for the sisters.
You're starting to do that as well.
Yeah, well, I do that not even after 14 years. You've really had me looking to see how I might differ from the room or how you might feel different than the room based on what I see. And, you know, I think that takes a little practice.
Yeah.
I think it's important to talk about that. So, you know, like I saw a lot of people, her people and our people together.
Mm-hmm.
You guys did a great interview talking about her origin story, her time at school, how she got into LA and acting. And she was emotional and brought it, I thought.
Yeah, she is really emotional. Like I said, if you haven't listened to the interview, please go back and listen to yesterday's
interview.
And not
emotional in a sad way, but emotional in a very important way.
Right, in a really connected way, I thought.
Yeah.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
As a producer, since it was our first live event,
right?
Tell me two things you thought that went really well and then two things that could have gone better.
I'll do that. Remind me to do that. But I do want to say one thing that I think is important because in podcasting and the way we do this thing, we operate from such a vacuum. You know, we are recording in the studio. We're putting this stuff out and then we're waiting for social media or comments to come back. And it was something special to be in a room where the immediate reaction was seen and felt.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
It makes me excited to do more events like that because I think it actually perpetuates the storyteller and you. How did you feel having a live audience? And during your, normally it would be just you and I and the guest. How did it make you feel to be questioning a guest in front of 40 people?
Well, I kind of had a dual experience.
Okay.
Part of me loved the feedback. and just the immediate, like the, mm-hmm, laughter, the like, all right, girl, like that kind of stuff, right, was so cool. But the other part of me was very conscious of getting it right since we were in front of live people.
Sure.
So I was, you know, split between really paying attention to my notes and wanting to make sure that I kept the interview on time and on track. And the other part of me was enjoying the fact that we got that feedback.
Well, you did great. I mean, I actually, maybe as your producer and your partner, saw a little bit of that back and forth, but I don't think you let it get in the way of the storytelling. And Bridget had a lot to share.
Yeah. And we had spoken on the phone more than once to prepare for it. So, mm-hmm, I was pretty familiar with her story. She did surprise me a couple of times during the interview. She said things she hadn't said during our pre-interviews.
So. Well, I think that is another thing as a producer that I think is wonderful in front of a live audience is, mm-hmm, that once you emotionally respond to something or have a feeling about something, you're kind of committed. I don't know, it'd be difficult to pull back in front of a crowd and say, well, I don't want to talk about that. But she walked through it and, yes, did a great job of it. And I think the crowd supported her really fairly and enthusiastically.
So. Mm-hmm. And before you give me your two things that you thought went, uh-huh, really well and the two things that could have gone better, I got four things to do. I want to shout out Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy.
Yep.
She showed up. Our engineer, Daniel Turek, couldn't be there. And she showed up with a really great sound engineer. There was a little snafu with the audio right away.
We did have a couple of issues. And we, yeah, also had some construction going on next door.
Right, which you took care of.
Yeah, I like to pretend I did. But I think Miguel had most of it.
Oh, yeah, Miguel. We have to give Miguel a shout out. Yeah. Miguel Novella. And then also Subin Lee, who's the head of our video department. And so, you know, not only was I doing the interview live, it was their first interview in front of a live audience. And also George Artehotua.
He ran the main,
yes,
camera.
He ran the main camera. He did. You'll see when you watch the YouTube video.
Yeah, and we have some pictures of everyone. So it was a great event that way.
Yeah.
Two things that I went really well is, I mean, I thought the event from start to finish really felt good. Mm-hmm. I think it felt like something that I would go and want to enjoy.
Yeah.
Kind of a storytelling event, but different. Like more, I get to be more of a participant in the audience instead of looking for approval. Does that make sense? Like, mm-hmm, I'm more engaged in what's happening with the story instead of looking for a performance, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah. The other thing I thought that went really well was just the whole team effort of putting together the food, the giveaways, the sponsors, the camera equipment. It was really neat to work as a big team and bring our team in,
yeah,
and have them work with another team. It really made me want to do more of it. And we hope that the reaction that you guys have from it really inspires us to continue, mm-hmm, to do this kind of work, because this is what we would do if we had more opportunities, yeah, to do it. So we like that. And then two things that could have gone better. I don't know. Is there anything you can think of?
Well, the construction could have stopped a little bit earlier.
yeah, but we rode over that.
And, yeah.
You guys might hear it in the beginning of the interview. Maybe not. It sounds like somebody walking in a hall with a pair of heels on.
Right, right. It does sound like that.
Uh-huh. But I really didn't have any complaints, you know?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So we definitely need to do that again then.
Yeah. We hope you guys really enjoy this special episode and go back and listen to it if you missed it. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't, just let us know how you feel about it.
Yeah.
We put a lot of work into it and a lot of love, and enjoy Bridget's story.
Yes.
And check out Blackbird.
Blackbird House.
House, yes.
Yeah, in Culver City. It's online and in person. So you can go and show up there, or you could just log on to their website.
And we'll have it in our show notes.
Yes.
From yesterday and today.
Yep.
Thank you for your time, honey.
All right, pun.
What a great episode that was. Mm. Honey, can we take a minute and just thank all our new Patreons?
Yes. I mean, it's their dollars that help support the podcast, right?
It is. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. We're so grateful. Every time someone new joins, we do like a happy dance.
And we love making content for you.
We do. And we hope you're enjoying all the access to all that exclusive content, the storytelling video series that we're doing.
Yeah, it's really good. You guys need to get in on that.
Yes, you do. And the monthly Zoom hangs.
Right? The Zoom hangs are cool. We, mm-hmm, want more of you guys to join us.
Yes.
Monthly memberships start at just
$5. $5.
Yeah, I don't know what anyone can buy for $5 a month anymore.
Right, that's facts.
Uh-huh. But you get Zoom hangs with us. It's our favorite Zoom of every month.
It is.
And so, honey, which of our Patreons are we shouting out today?
First up is Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist. She's a certified EMDR therapist, and this means that Mercedes has advanced training in complex and developmental trauma. And she's doing something really special called EMDR intensives.
Right. And in case you didn't know, because I didn't know this, that EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Simply by stimulating both sides of the brain, it helps heal the brain and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories.
Yeah. I mean, I was just telling a very busy friend of ours about this, right?
I remember this.
Yeah. And she said, I need EMDR. But I just don't have the time. So I told her about how Mercedes offers an individualized concierge curated program, and her EMDR intensives range from half a day to several days, but are the equivalent of, get this, hon, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I hope you told our friend that EMDR has been used to effectively treat a wide range of mental health problems, but there's no need to talk extensively about disturbing experiences. And because this intensive format decreases treatment time, it also saves her considerable money in the long run.
Exactly. So if you want to start feeling better now, then EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensive today. That's Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist. She's located in Woodland Hills, California. See our show notes for the website, www.mercedescusick.com.
Right on. So what's new with the How to Do the Pot podcast?
I'm honey? So glad you asked. Mm-hmm. So previous guest, Ellen Scanlon. We love Ellen.
Ellen, yep.
Hey, Ellen.
Shout out.
Right? Shout out to Ellen. Her How to Do the Pot podcast is demystifying cannabis use for women. Last month, they released their new Sleep 101 series, which is really dope, you guys. In these short episodes, real women share how cannabis helps women fall asleep, stay asleep, and not wake up with a weed hangover.
No weed hangover? You gotta love that.
That's right. Uh-huh. And on the regular episodes of How to Do the Pot every week, you can listen to fun short episodes that answer all the questions women secretly Google about cannabis.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from experts with help from solutions around stress, sleep, sex, and chronic pain, with the goal of helping women feel more confident in their choices about cannabis. If you're ready for practical advice about weed by women for women, listen to How to Do the Pot wherever you get your podcasts.
Right on. Hey, next up is Cute Booty Lounge.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Cute Booty was a concept born in Kelly Nishimoto's garage in 2004.
Right. And speaking of by women for women, right?
Yeah, she is by women and for women.
Yeah. Because she was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves, particularly the what?
The booty.
The booty. Yep. Yeah. But they still be polished enough to go from workout to night out.
Oh, they're gorgeous. You wear them. Young people wear them. Your mom rocks them.
My mom rocks them. And her signature, the signature of her cute booty leggings, are the patented scrunch booty pockets. And Cute Booty Lounge is made, like we said, by women for women right here in the USA. The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. So go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And what do people always say about me when I wear those leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty. Mm-hmm. And next up is Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen Hahn, big shout out to you on the East Coast.
Big shout out, Kathleen. Yep. Thank you for being our Patreon.
We are so happy to have you and keep spreading the word.
And we'd really love to see you on one of our Zoom hangs soon. And that goes for all of you. If you haven't joined our Patreon yet, please do so we can see you on a Zoom hang. And if you are a Patreon, come and hang with us like Kathleen will.
Yeah, thank you guys for all your support. We are really grateful.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.